You're listening to Bison Report Radio, presented by 24/7 Sports.
You guys have done a great job for Bison Nation throughout the years here. Great to be on with you.
Last time you had me on, I told you guys were the best in the business, and I really mean that. Your coverage of Bison basketball is always top-notch, and the players, the coaches, the fans, we all appreciate it.
I mean, I think you and your staff now have done an amazing job with the Bison Report. Again, I think it gives NDSU fans an outlet to go to for good football coverage, elite basketball coverage, and everything recruiting.
You know, I really appreciate you guys, Bison Report, for what you guys do for Bison football.
Here's your host and publisher of Bison Report, Ross Uglow.
What is up, Bison fans, and welcome to this Summit League Tournament semifinal edition of the Bison Report Radio Podcast. I am your host, Ross Uglum. Joining me here in Sioux Falls is North Dakota State men's basketball analyst, Nate Zastro. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing good. Two big games tonight. Obviously, South Dakota State. South Dakota is a big rivalry game, and NDSU Oral Roberts has kind of developed into their own little rivalry here this past year. So get the popcorn ready. I think it's going to be two really good mid-major basketball games with an electric atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I think the first one is certainly interesting in just the sense of, a lot of folks, myself included, are wondering, about the talent gap. How long can South Dakota go on guts and grit and, really give this South Dakota State team a run. I know they were, in both games late, but ended up, watching SDSU kind of run away both times. And obviously the winner of that game is going to take on the winner of North Dakota State and Oral Roberts. And that's, I don't think Eric Henderson has been to Tuesday night.
I don't think so.
I don't believe so. And they've been, I think Jeff Goodman mentioned that South Dakota State has either won the league or won a share of the league the last 6 years. And obviously some of that's TJ, but at the same time, Hendo hasn't been able to climb this Monday Night Mountain yet. And he's been a heavy favorite on more than one occasion to do so. So that'll certainly be a game worth keeping an eye on, but this is the Bison Report Radio Podcast. You are here certainly for our NDSU takes. And this one's interesting to me. Bison, basically a 60-40 underdog, according to BPI. They are a one-point underdog, according to Las Vegas. And I think for a lot of people, that's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with how NDSU played the other night, and Oral Roberts pretty much led from start to finish last night.
Yeah, Oral Roberts played really well last night.
Yeah, and they're playing well. They're getting more scoring than outside of Asemus. Lufile's playing really well. McBride's starting now and coming on. It makes it a tough matchup because I think we'll have Edie on Max to start and make things tough, and I think we're going to see a lot of Bowden tonight because as long as Asemus and McBride are on the floor, I think Tyree and Bowden are going to be on the floor guarding those two guys and maybe switching it up a little bit. NDSU's defensive game plan has been really good the first two games. Max 15 for 49. Can't always expect that, but they need to continue to make sure that he's taking contested shots. He's going to get his shots up regardless. They just need to keep making them contested and make them tough. He seems to always find a way to get his still, but if he's got to shoot 25 shots to get his 22, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it's it's certainly interesting as far as you talk about the season series, North Dakota State leading most of the time in Tulsa. Oral Roberts comes storming back. Sam Griesel has to hit a little floater basically as time expires to avoid a little bit of a collapse down there. But then NDSU really dominated Oral Roberts in Fargo. Everybody knows about the pushing and shoving, which There's no way around it. That adds another wrinkle to tonight's game. There were a lot of words said before, a lot of words said after, and one way or the other, one team from this group has ended the other's season the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's their fourth straight year of playing in Sioux Falls, and NDSU obviously won the two before last season, and in the championship game, obviously ORU found a way to get that one done last year, but little added incentive for both teams here. You know, Oral Roberts had this one circled if they were going to meet in the semifinals, which adds a little more juice to this one. It's two really good mid-major teams that have had success in Sioux Falls, and it's going to be a great matchup.
It is, and like you said, Oral Roberts was great last night, and that's that version of that team is as scary as I've seen them, and I happen to watch a lot of their games just because, they played in so many games that affected potential seeding situations late in the game. So not only did I watch ORU and NDSU twice, I watched them play South Dakota State. I watched them play UMKC. I watched them play Western. Like I've seen a lot of Oral Roberts, and Max is certainly the straw that stirs the drink. But like you mentioned, it might be a light Jarius Cook night tonight. It might be just because the way that they use Skunberg and Edie, Oral Roberts is kind of a souped up version, frankly, like of what we saw from Denver. And that's Coben Porter getting going and KJ Hunt getting going and kind of everybody else just sort of filling in little roles around those two. That's McBride and Asmus. You know, that's how these guys want to get it done at Oral Roberts, is they want McBride and Asmus to really carry the load, and then they want their role guys to hit open shots. And boy, did they. I mean, Ufile last night with 18 points, 15 rebounds, but Weaver hitting open threes, Lotsis hitting open threes. They were a finely tuned machine. And hey, that's a group that they were able to beat last night that has some real talent, you know, some kids that can play. And it was kind of a no doubter.
Yeah, it's the Oral Roberts version that I think that they were expecting all year after making a Sweet 16 run with guys like Weaver hitting three threes, Loxus hit a couple threes. Juergen saw some extended minutes last night than what he's been used to having recently. I mean, he was in the starting lineup and is now coming off the bench with McBride. The Phipps kid, it came in and got his shots up. He didn't hit any last night, but he's definitely capable. We saw a really good version of him last night, and hopefully we can get a little less of that tonight, but they're a confident group, and you know they're looking forward to this one, and big start for NDSU, and I think one of the big keys for NDSU will be winning the glass, and obviously containing Max. But they lost the glass by 7 at ORU, and 1-1 they won the glass by 9 in Fargo and blew them out. So I think it's a big key tonight.
It is a big key, and I want to just remove what Lufile did in Fargo from the conversation. We just don't need to talk about that. We do need to talk about 18 and 15 last night. And I mean, he is physically big. Like I've called him WWE big. Like he looks like the kind of guy that shows up at a WWE tryout after college basketball is done and maybe makes himself a little bit of money. Like he is that stacked. Boulder shoulders, big arms. He's a big dude. And Rocky and Grant and Andrew are tall, gifted players, but they're not, built from granite like this kid. How do you keep him off the boards? How do you successfully, as you mentioned, just how much that rebounding battle meant, especially on, I mean, that has been a little bit of a bugaboo for North Dakota State, is allowing teams to get second and third chances on possessions they need to clear on the defensive glass.
Yeah, and you know Oral Roberts is going to shoot a bunch of threes. They average long rebounds, 29.5 threes a game. I mean, that's got to be one of the top in the country. And long shots rebound long. They got to do their work early, and they got to get a body on them. And I think that NDSU knows that that's going to be a big key to the game, because Oral Roberts is one of the top offensive teams in the Summit League and even the country with South Dakota State. And if you give them two and three opportunities on a possession, it's going to be not good for NDSU.
No, and that's always why, North Dakota State has been the fly in the ointment in Sioux Falls, is South Dakota State wants to get up and down, jack a bunch of threes, make 40, 42, 43% of them, and play up in the 90s. Oral Roberts wants to get up and down, jack a bunch of threes, do the same thing. Well, Dave isn't about that party. Dave is going to slow you down. They're going to go contest. They're going to make you shoot uncomfortable twos. They're going to make you do a lot of things, you know, that you don't often do. Who's the X factor though for you? Who, if you're, you know, Coach Richmond and you're concerned about somebody who isn't maybe McBride or Azmus winning the game for ORU, is it Weaver? Is it Lotsis? Who are you? You know, because you and I'm not. He's not. They're not going to take him away. But like you mentioned, you feel real good about who Edie guards. You feel real good about who Bowden guards. So who is that X factor for Oral Roberts that gives you a little bit of pause?
Yeah, I think it's a guy like Lotsis and Weaver. You can't. Max is going to get his shots. Make him hit tough shots. If he goes off, just you got to make sure that no one else goes out and hits 3-4 threes like a Weaver or a Lotsis or a Juergens. I think McBride and Asmus are going to combine to score 30 to 40 points regardless. They're going to get their shots up. They'll get to the line. They'll hit a couple threes. But contain those other guys. Don't let them just hit standstill threes because obviously they're a confident group after hitting a few last night. Defensively, I mean, NDSU is number one in the Summit League at three-point defense, 31.7%, and Oral Roberts is obviously going to jack them up. So just make them contested and, like we just talked about, we got to make sure we rebound and hold them to one shot.
Yeah, and I think another big thing, too, is just going to be North Dakota State not trying to gun with Oral Roberts. They have more size than Oral Roberts. I get that Lufile is the biggest dude, but they have more in the sense that they can throw Nelson the ball, they can throw Rocky the ball, they can throw Andrew the ball. And, I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, too, to get a couple of fouls on Lufile and send him to the bench. Not that he's a game wrecker, but they being ORU, they get a little thin in the front court as far as, you know, Lotsis is not really like signing up to bang with Rocky in the post. That's not what he wants his life to be. Same thing, I think, applies to Weaver. He's long. Like, he'll go defend Grant if you ask him to, but I'm not sure he wants, you know, that life full-time either. So I know NDSU shot the crap out of the ball when they beat ORU in Fargo, but ultimately, you know, I think their offensive advantage is going to be getting into the paint and is going to be posting up Max, posting up McBride, and then even posting their bigs as well. They're going to want to kind of win this game the Tyson Ward way when he became, as a junior and a senior, somebody that would take your guard down into the post and kind of make them beg for mercy. Might see a little bit of that from Bowden, might see a lot of that from Tyree Edie. And I just think it's going to be important for North Dakota State to not fall in love with the three tonight.
Yeah, and I think he hit the nail on the head. Asmus and McBride, I mean, they're smaller guards. Max is going to play 40 minutes if he stays out of foul trouble, and he's not really looking to defend. And Sam's going to have a huge size advantage on him. It could be him in the post, could be Tyree. If you remember about the matchup in Fargo, it took NDSU a whole half to get used to them sending a post double. So I think they need to be prepared for that. That's or are you just saying, hey, we either think that they're not great at passing out of the post, or they have an advantage in the post, and we want to make them jack threes. So NDSU needs to take advantage and be aggressive on defense, because ORU isn't the greatest defensive team, and they don't have a lot of depth, and they can't afford for Asmus to get in foul trouble, or they're going to be in trouble.
Absolutely, and Sam taking Max off the dribble is, I mean, he's. It's not like Sam can't post people up either. It's a big part of his game and a big part of what NDSU can do tonight to potentially move on to Tuesday, where, hey, man, anything can happen. Folks, we want to thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday evening. Want to thank our good friends at Herd and Horns. If you're in Fargo, head to Herd and Horns for the game. That's going to be the best atmosphere for sure. Have a phenomenal rest of your evening, and go Bison.